Do you see that Chad Kelly got uninvited to the combine?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Not really sure. I'd kind of like to. I think that's a guy who's kind of an intriguing prospect.
I think he's
prospect.
Interesting, yeah.
Now, I'm not at all surprised that Joe Mixon did not get invited.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me either.
But apparently, first he was invited, then when the list came out, he wasn't on it. So I guess they went back and looked at it and said, this guy's got some issues, but that seems...
I read somewhere today that one of the reasons that he might have gotten... his invite might have gotten rescinded is because they have a clause in there that said if you're involved in anything that you're arrested for or that's brutal, quote-unquote brutal, then you won't get invited to the combine. And in 2014, I believe he was arrested for an alleged nightclub brawl with gun threats.
Oh.
Yeah, he did have that little incident. Well, he just threatened to use a gun.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually... pulled it out and said,
yeah, he said, I'm going to go to my car and get my AK-47 and spray this place, according to a report.
Oh, well, that guy's just off. I don't like that.
No, I'm not sure I want him to be my quarterback.
No, but you know what? Somebody will take him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody will take a shot on him. I don't know about Mixon, though.
No, I wouldn't invite Mixon either. I understand why the NFL.
I don't know if I'm a team, if I even think about that.
I would take a chance on him.
I wouldn't.
Sure.
Running backs are a dime a dozen, especially when you get to that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, somebody's gonna, if I'm taking him like round six or seven, where it's like basically a zero risk proposition.
Yeah, I'm not touching him.
Give him a shot.
I'm not touching him
because that guy can play.
Yeah, I could find another running back who's just as good.
So here we go. I found
that's true. I think. I mean, Joe.
I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure he's the best running back on his own team in college.
I think Joe Mixon is one of the five best running backs in this draft. Just based on
but
on
to
talent.
Me the difference between 5 and 10 and it's minimal. I'm not touching the guy.
So this is the policy that came out in last month. The NFL will no longer allow players with convictions for domestic violence, sexual assault, or weapons offenses to attend the annual scouting combine in Indianapolis. So that was voiced by the NFL's executive vice president of football operations, Troy Vincent, late last month.
So that was a weapons. That would count under weapons.
Right? I guess so.
Even though he didn't actually use the weapon.
If he didn't have a weapon.
Yeah, did he actually have an AK in his trunk?
I don't know, but he was charged and arraigned in Buffalo City court on 7 charges.
Hmm.
I guess I'd have to know more about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I vaguely remember reading about it, but not... I don't care too much about.
I mean, he's an idiot. Don't get me wrong. He's not a smart kid, but somebody will take a chance on that guy.
Yeah, the charges came when he was still at Clemson.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Cam Newton stole a laptop and then moved on.
He moved on, Fred. And look at him now.
Made it to a Super Bowl.
That's right.
MVP
of the league.